A Yukon woman is initiating a study of lynx in the Chilkat Valley. She hopes to shed light on some aspect of the coastal population. In the early 70s, Elizabeth Hoffer worked as a part-time biologist. In the off-season, she ran a trap line at the pass along the Haines Highway. In the 80s, she took part in a large study of lynx in the Kluane area, where she used her trapping skills to catch live lynx. She built a career studying the animal and is now retired. She lives around Haines Junction and has lots of friends in Haines who are also retired biologists. One thing bothered her.
A lot of research has been done about lynx in Canada and in Alaska in the boreal forest region, but none has ever been done specifically with lynx that are in the coastal or near coastal watersheds.
She has decided to start a citizen science project. By combining reports of lynx sightings from local outdoors people, setting up trail cameras, and interviews with trappers, she thinks she can get an accurate picture of the lynx population in the Chilkat Valley.
The trappers are the best source of information here because they've been trapping for a very long time and they know that some years they catch more than others, and those are the only actual records that exist.
Hoffer says the trapping records go back hundreds of years in Canada, since the days of the Hudson Bay Company. The company's accountants kept track of the number and kinds of pelts it acquired. She says it is one example of business records that became scientific data. Lynx are cats found in the boreal forest. They range from 25 to 35 pounds and have long legs that allow them to move easily through snow. They feed specifically on snowshoe hare. When their numbers are high, snowshoe hare constitute the highest biomass of any mammal in the boreal forest. Hoffer has found a good way of explaining biomass to children when she visits a school.
You can illustrate by saying, this is the area we're talking about. Now think of all the animals in there. Let's say you put all the moose in this pile, all the grizzly bears in this pile, all the squirrels in this pile, all the hares in this pile. Which pile is the biggest? And they would always say, of course, you know, moose or the grizzly bear. But in fact, there's a huge amount of biomass in the boreal forest when there are a lot of snowshoe hares near or at the peak. And every predator, every raptor zeroes in on it.
Lynx numbers follow closely the boom and bust population cycles of their main prey. Every 8 to 11 years, the hare population crashes. Predation is a big factor. After those crashes, lynx tend to disperse in search of food. They can cross the alpine area at the pass and reach the Chilkat Valley. There are no commercial use for lynx, so they are not studied in the same way salmon or moose are. Scientists have assumed there is a small population of resident lynx, regularly supplemented by a migration of hungry animals from the interior. Hoffer suspects this resident population may be larger and healthier than previously thought. Because the snowshoe hare population is relatively small near the coast, this would mean the lynx have adopted a more diverse diet.
And when I come here and see this landscape through lynx eyes, it's very different, but it's very plentiful with what I would consider, this is, you know, not scientific data you're hearing, that there are plenty of alternate prey potential here.
Hoffer cites red squirrels, voles, mice, grouse, ptarmigan, black-tailed deer, and fish as all appropriate for hungry lynx. She says they are visual hunters and, like all cats, avoid wasting energy. They ambush, then leap on their prey. Hoffer describes those leaps.
Huge, a couple of meters, and they can make many, but so can the snowshoe hares. They're also designed the same way. So they don't always score, and there can be these great bounds. So it's a lot of energy for a lynx to hunt a hare to actually make the capture sometimes.
To learn more about their diets in the Chilkat Valley, Hoffer hopes to gather lynx carcasses from local trappers. Collecting hare for analysis could also yield data in the future. There is a link on our website to report observation of lynx to Elizabeth Hoffer. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.